This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts and, if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Lusmans is about to celebrate 20 years of serving sustainably sourced food to diners in its restaurant in Heritage Close in St Albans. Over those 20 years, Lusmans has won a string of awards for serving good food that people love, but also being a sustainable business where you can enjoy a meal reassured that all the waste is recycled, the flowers are local, and of course, your food is ethically and locally produced. Not just that, but Lusmans has expanded into what is now a chain of 7 restaurants reaching throughout Hertfordshire and beyond. I was delighted to have the chance to chat to André Lusman about the balance between being sustainable but remaining commercial, the rise of veganism, and the difficulties that high street businesses like his that are supporting the local economy are having. Sadly, we also heard this week that another award-winning Hertfordshire independent, The Pudding Stop, has had to close its doors to business. So why did André think that Lusmans had been able to weather the storm?
I would say the storm is yet to pitch full time in the UK. I think we have darker days, at least commercially, ahead of us. Maybe there's some safety in numbers because obviously Lusmans is a small group. I wouldn't say that we're through the storm and I wouldn't say that we're out of danger. I think the high street is changing radically and at pace. And it's a very different environment, both commercially and in the way in which we eat today, than it was when I started 35 years ago.
I suppose one of the nice things is because you've been going for 20 years, over 20 years, like you say, actually it means that those businesses that supply you, the local businesses supplying your vegetables, your meat, your beer, you've been able to bring those along with you. So actually, it's not just about Lusmans, it's about all of those other businesses as well. Can you just tell us a bit about them and about the journey that you've come on with them?
I often get asked a question about sustainability in business. I often think that actually the most sustainable thing we can do is set a business up and employ people. And the second most sustainable thing you can do is to buy from other businesses, because essentially this is the mechanism that provides much needed capital to keep the whole business of government and the country moving forward. So though we focus very hard on the ethics and the DNA of our suppliers, we must always remember that we need business and we need business to raise taxes. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't have the country we have today. We have a number of suppliers that come and go, but I'd say that over 70% of the suppliers that we started off with, over 20 years ago, are pretty much still in the saddle with us. And that's great because it means when I'm having tough times with cash flow or issues, they are supportive. So rather than going down to the bazaar or the market and looking for a different supplier of oranges every month and deciding who's the cheapest, I've always taken the view that actually it's about the personality behind the business and the knowledge that it is an alliance and it is a partnership. Yes, they've got to be sharp on price, but there's so much more than that. Some of the suppliers we have, all of them, apart from some wine suppliers, are British. We can't get really good St. Albans organic beef, for example, for lots of reasons. So you have to go to places like Wales. Some local gems that we work with. Well, you mentioned The Pudding Stop. We have actually worked with The Pudding Stop a number of times. Johnny and The Pudding Stop is a fantastic example of independent businesses. And it's a sad day that they've had to close. We also work with Mark at Three Brewers, a great brewery. And it was me who said to Mark, come on, you need to diversify, put your stuff into bottles for people like me, get it onto high street, get it onto restaurant tables. We work with Dan, who runs a fantastic ice cream parlour at Lewis of London, just outside Barnet, which started off as the largest kosher milk producer in England in the 50s and 60s. Now they're just ice cream, and their ice creams are great, so they're local. Our fish, though we are landlocked, is supported by Stickleback, and that's again a very local business that has its heritage in Cockfosters, but the actual wholesale is in Wellham Green, which isn't far from here. There's a whole host of other smaller businesses we work with and have worked with and continue to work with. But because we're slightly bigger now and with 7 restaurants and we're looking after quite a few customers, supply and making sure we have consistency of supply is massive. And on that basis, sometimes you have to look outside your four walls and say, look, you know, what else is around 20, 30, 60, 80 miles from here? And the advent of English sparkling wine is a beautiful example of that, because 50 years ago, English sparkling didn't exist. Today, it rivals the very best champagne houses. It doesn't make money today, but it will in 100 years, I believe. I won't be here to see it making money, but English sparkling is a wonderful example of where the climate is helping farming rather than going against it.
Indeed. And you're able to help them get their feet under the table by buying from them and introducing your customers to their great products as well. And talking about your clients, what's your relationship with them like? Do you think they come to you just for the fine dining, or do they come to you because they want to go somewhere sustainable? How do those two things fit together?
Do customers come to us because of our cuisine or because of ethics? I think to a certain extent, and this is from my experience, I might be wrong, we've tried to create a business that is less trendy and fashionable, more stalwart, more an old standing classic that will always be there, that can be relied upon. So therefore it becomes more people's favourite or one of their favourites rather than the best place in town. And that does rely on some rather baseline standards. You know, you've got to make sure the cost base, very boring, but is right. You've got to make sure that your staff are charming. So you have to make sure you motivate, challenge, inform, and create personality through the staff in the business. You've also got to make sure that you're consistent in your offering. And I think that's the most powerful element. You know, we all love to go somewhere, but there's nothing worse than going back and thinking, oh, it wasn't very good this time. So those are the cornerstones of making sure that you've got a business. And then the story and the idea, assuming you've got food that people like to eat, is really important. But I don't think people give you a chance to enjoy the story or recognise what the story is unless you can demonstrate to them that you're the right cost, staff know what they're doing, you know, you're consistent in your offering, you can be accessible. And Lusmans has always been accessible. You can walk there. So I think it's a bit of everything. Clearly, we're still working on it, and we haven't got the perfect formula. So maybe I can come back and tell you in 10 years whether we've got there or not.
Oh, well, I look forward to that. I really do. Now, obviously, sustainability is very close to your business's core. And one of the things that we have learned about sustainability and diet is scientists tell us that meat has got a high carbon footprint, high environmental footprint, but it's something that features quite heavily on your menu. So I just wondered how you square that with the sustainability of your business.
Well, sustainable is a funny word. Sustainability can mean all of nothing to some and a hell of a lot to others, but it's really hard to clarify what does it mean. There's no default standard. There's no white paper that clarifies what this means. So in terms of restaurants and meat and carbon footprint, the view I took was the vast majority of the general public eat meat. And I think it's better that we're in business than out of business, number one. So therefore, let's give ourselves a chance to succeed rather than going for a vegan business or a vegetarian only. Number two, in light of that, if we're going to eat meat, my view has always been maybe we should take a leaf out of our parents or our grandparents, but which was eat meat less regularly, eat meat which is more varied in the way in which it arrives, and eat meat which has a low carbon footprint. So I took the view that let's make ourselves classy but classless. Let's engage to a larger crowd of people. They can appreciate the meat we sell is the very best, and there's no doubt about it. It's all associated for the vast majority of meat we sell. The welfare in farming is there, and therefore the life of the animal is excellent. And I've always advised the staff that if we're going to put meat on the menu, it's important that the animal has a life. Now, whether you agree with eating meat or not, we will carry on eating meat. So my view was always, let's make sure if we do sell meat, it's the very best there is, The animal has had a life because the spirit of the animal is no less important than my own. And in doing so, we provide our customers with a reason to say, you know what, I love Lussmann's because they don't rip us off, even though our margin is always less than that of our competitors. And that has always been a huge part of the ethical journey we've been on in keeping a company that's high street, because not many high street restaurants do what we do. Even today, we're the only group that has the blue tick, the MSC standing, which is an audit in terms of our fish. So we can demonstrate that our fish, from fishery to plate, the majority of the fish that's pulled out of the sea is smaller than what's growing. I mean, in simple terms, the population is growing faster than what's being pulled out. Well, that comes at great cost. You know, it costs us 10% per piece of fish and costs us thousands of pounds to get the license. But it means that I can, in our small way, make sure that the fish we put on the table, if it's wild, because there's a huge argument for farmed, for obvious reasons, is coming from a sustainable and ethical backdrop. And we can demonstrate that through a chain of custody. So many of our customers don't know this, but the idea was that if I was to eat in a restaurant as a customer, I'd always feel as though it's essential that if we're going to serve meat or we're going to serve fish, it's got to be ethical and it's got to demonstrate the very best there is in farming techniques, rather relying on intensely farmed meat and fish, which is quite often not British and has a very big carbon footprint in terms of where it's coming from.
Yes, indeed. I suppose over the 20 years that Lussmann's has been going in St. Albans, actually, you know, you think about the whole Veganuary thing started off, and there are a lot more people who perhaps, whilst they might not necessarily be vegetarian, they are more open to eating vegetarian food. And I wondered how you had reflected that trend over 20 years.
So I think the flexitarian movement is great, because what has happened is it means that we are more varied in our diet. It means we're more interesting in our choices. It means clearly the planet and those on this planet, if we would all have a more flexitarian approach to eating, would be better off. Our guts are better off. And in doing so, it means that as a restaurant, we've come through a process of evolution. You know, 20 years ago, we had 4 steaks on the menu. Today, we have 1. The vast majority of people still eat meat, but we've dropped it to 1. And that's because customers of ours are demonstrating that actually they want a more interesting menu, a menu that might change more seasonally. And our vegetarian dishes, it used to be 1 in 25, we now have a menu of 13, 14 dishes in terms of mains. And I would say 25 to 30% of the menu is always vegan. If we did 30% vegetarian and 30% vegan, in the end, we might not have enough customers. So we take the view that we create really interesting vegan dishes, which vegetarians will love. And they're so good that lots of our meat-eating and fish-eating customers say, actually, I'll have that on a Tuesday, Wednesday night, and I'll save the steak for Friday or Saturday night. And, of course, it has changed, because I was a vegetarian myself for 7-8 years. Quite often, there was very little, and you just took what was passed down the table. And today, the vegan community have demanded, because they're so much more vocal, they're so much more passionate, or they're just better at communicating, I think, than the vegetarian community. And because they're younger, they're saying, it's not good enough. And we've all had to take note. And it is interesting, because if you go to a party, let's say there's a group of business people from a particular office in St. Albans who've come for dinner. 25 years ago, had there been a vegan or vegetarian, I reckon they wouldn't have asked that vegetarian or vegan whether they were interested in where they were going to go and have their Christmas dinner. Today, I think what happens is they ask the person who's a vegetarian or vegan to decide on behalf of the group where they should eat. So it's really interesting that this inverse democracy is going on, but the minority are deciding when the majority eat. So we've made the decision to become more flexitarian, more supportive, more reflective, more interesting with our dishes, rather than just relying on the fact that, yes, there's one vegetarian soup, which is not good enough.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'm sure many people are very happy to hear about that. So recently you received your 3 stars in the Food Made Good rating awarded by the Sustainable Restaurant Association. I just wondered, obviously you've had a lot of awards over the years. You are a successful restaurant chain. What's been the highlight of the last 20 years? What are you particularly proud of?
Well, if we can get through this challenging time, I think it's all about the economy. I think that if the economy is strong, we all have a say on where the money is spent. And things are much more positive, regardless of the colour that reigns above number 10. But when the economy is on its uppers and it's really tough, then it is really tough. And I would say that the most important moment for me hasn't really come yet. It's more difficult now than ever. And it's very hard for me to reflect on 20 years when I know that we're in the eye of the storm, or the eye of the storm is coming towards us. So I'm looking forward to 6 months from now, if we can get out of this mess on the high street across the country at Lusmes, where it's tough, and turn around and say, we weathered another storm and we're here for another 20 years. But that to me is the most important part. And I feel as though that's what I'm looking forward to in terms of having the guts and the competence with my team to navigate these choppy waters. So I don't want to open any champagne, or sorry, English sparkling, today, because I feel as though we've got some way to go yet. Because it really is about reminding our diners and customers that the world of online is important. But our high streets are the nucleus. They are, you know, the heartbeat. They are very much the soul of our community outside the home. And these high streets are starting to crumble. We need thriving and positive communities on a high street rather than dying communities.
Indeed. And I suppose the message to anybody listening is that if we like our local, sustainable, independent businesses, we've got to support them, haven't we?
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing.
André, thank you very much indeed for telling us about that. And, well, you're right. I look forward to hearing when you've managed another 10 years. So let's hope we can get that sparkling wine open then.
Thank you.
I was talking there to André Lusman, founder and owner of the Lusman's Restaurant Group. Now, here at Mix 92.6, we are all about supporting the local businesses that are at the heart of our communities. It's always great to hear about our local independents that are working hard to be sustainable and ethical. So if you own such a business or know of one, get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com, or look for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 on X and on Facebook. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.